Radio Moments.
This week, 61 years ago, commercial TV launched.
Tonight, 7:15, September 22nd, 1955. We add another sentence to the long history of London. London with all its familiar landmarks, the Houses of Parliament, Westminster Abbey.
Beautifully done. And as TV grew, we worried in radio. Would our favourite programmes lose audiences? Well, not if we made an effort. The BBC were mischievous on the day, inventing a dramatic episode of The Archers to take away the impact of bloody ITV.
Hello,
what's up with Grace?
Oh, do come quickly! The stables are on fire!
The what?
Oh, heavens, Grace! The whole loft's ablaze! Come on, quickly! Help me with the horses!
Oh, Grace, what's going on?
Look, what's all the commotion?
Fire, Reggie! The stables are going up. Now ring for the fire brigade.
Grace Archer dead in The Archers as a spoiler to the ITV launch this week in 1955. We can't leave her there, though. Come on!
Grace! Grace! Grace!
Where
is she?
Up there?
Oh, she may have gone out through the tech room window.
No! She must have... There, look!
What?
Under that beam.
No.
Get it off her! Go on, help me! Get down!
Oh, dear. Poor old Grace Archer. Tony Blackburn left the BBC recently, and this week in 84, he did that for the first time.
I'd like to also thank the National Press, actually, for being very kind to me yesterday and writing some very nice things over the last, 4 or 5 weeks or so, and over the last 17 years, for that matter. And above all, I'd like to thank all those of you who have listened into the programmes that I've done. I hope I've made you happy. I hope I've made you laugh sometimes. And thank you very much for putting up with some of those dreadful jokes as well. I hope to be back now and then on Radio 1 from time to time, and this is the sort of end of an era, really. I opened up Radio 1, and I'd like to just say on behalf of the people that your mums and dads probably will remember, the ones who opened up Radio 1 initially, Roscoe, Johnny Walker, Stuart Henry, people who aren't with us anymore but on various other radio stations, Kenny Everett, David Hamilton, Terry Wogan and Ed Stewart, and all the other guys who were part of this particular era that I've been part of.
Tony Blackburn leaving Radio 1 this week in 84. Tony was well known until recently for hosting Pick of the Pops, and this week, 55 years ago, Alan Freeman took over that show.
We've got a twist here and there, also some of the Song for Europe melodies, all included in Unit 1, the newcomers to the top 20, Unit 2, the new releases, Unit 3, the Pick of the Pops LP spot, while Unit 4 highlights the names of Billy Fury, the Everly Brothers, Elvis Presley, Chubby Checker and Cliff Richard, because they're your choice in this week's top 10.
Oh, just beautiful. So posh too. Alan Freeman, who took over Pick of the Pops this week in 1961. It had been hosted until then by David Jacobs.
Well, that's the Fleetwoods at number 7, and Mr. Vaughan and the K-Sisters at number 11 with Come Softly to Me. After an absence of only 3 weeks, our old Pick of the Pops chum, Lonnie Donegan, is back in the hit parade.
It's amazing, isn't it, hearing the first sounds of that chart format that we know today. This week in 1967, the Light programme was coming to its end, preparing for splitting into Radio 1 and Radio 2, and that meant some programme changes. Children's Favourites came to an end and prepared for a rebrand to Junior Choice.
Hello, children, everywhere. This is Uncle Mac. Good morning to you all. And here in London on Saturday, the 7th of February, it's quite fine and cold so far. Well, another mixed bag, and I hope a few requests that I don't recall having included before. If you're settled down and ready, so am I. Let's begin with a gay one sung by Alma Cogan. This is for Alan.
Uncle Mac with a gay children's favourites, which ended this week 49 years ago. We don't do much American radio on Radio Moments, but this week let's observe the last Ron Lundy show in New York this week in 1997. Ron was an example of what they used to call boss jocks, with real vocal power and reverb, sort of style that never really came over here.
WABC, always a better song on New York's radio station. Ron Lundy, I want to play this Stevie Wonder song for you. You're the sunshine of my life. You are the sunshine.
Well, farewell from New York, at least, to Ron Lundy this week, 19 years ago. He died 6 years ago. Commercial radio now, and what's this growing in Salisbury?
A Sunday morning, 10 a.m.,
And at Stonehenge, the first walkers of the day are in tune with the spirit of 5,000 years. A Sunday morning, 10 a.m., and at Hanging Langford, fisherman Paul Knight prepares for a spirited battle with the trout in the River Wye.
Spire FM launches with the great Chris Carnegie this week in 1992. Spire was one of the swathe of smaller commercial radio stations of the early 90s. The BBC's local radio was a long time in gestation, and at one stage it was felt that commercial radio might actually beat it. One of the plans which helped speed along BBC local was a trial set of stations. The programmes weren't actually transmitted, but they gave a flavour of what the content might be, and they were played to the influential Pilkington Committee this week in 1961.
This is Radio Durham, your local BBC station, and this is Stanley Williamson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Radio Hull, your local BBC station. The time? 6 o'clock. Well, good morning. It's Michael Barton here in the Guildhall on a rather uncertain morning, a few splashes of rain about, but
if you're wondering, as we have, if Charlie Chaplin will come to Durham City to get his honorary degree in person next July, the answer we've just had is yes, he will. We've just been talking to the Registrar at King's, Mr. Bettinson.
And it was recordings like that this week in 1961, which paved the way for the BBC local radio we have now. That was a far cry from the sound of Radio X, which launched this week last year.
Hello again, Great Britain. Well, this is a bit weird, isn't it? So it's 6:32, Monday, 21st of September. Welcome to a brand new radio station. Yeah, I've been waiting for 3 years for this place. Sitting on my backside, doing nothing. Watching Judge Reinder, or whatever it's called. And now I'm back on the radio. That's right, the money finally ran out.
Moyles returns to the new Radio X this week in 2015. So with the final In Town Tonight this week 56 years ago...
Once again, we stopped the mighty roar of London's traffic.
Chris Evans debuting quietly on Weekend Radio 2 this week 11 years ago...
This is for you.
And Pete Murray, born 91 years ago...
Tony Blackburn used to listen to me at school. Horrific thought.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio!